In 1983, the two best pilots in Texas teamed up to fight the Red Baron. We called ourselves the Aviators. Snoopy 1 to Snoopy 2, I see him! Break hard right! Snoopy 2, tighten your britches. I'm coming in hot. Combat missions with zero casualties. We were invincible. So we thought. Truth is, we were too young to know that sooner or later, we all fall down. That's the bad news. The good news is, no matter how badly you fall, a little love can lift you back up. I met my first love in kindergarten. Every kid had a job during recess. We were cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, Barbies, and Kens. No two Kens had the same job, though, which was most apparent that one day each year we wore professional attire to school. Halloween. I had the costume contest in the bag until Jackie Parker showed up in a Snoopy aviation costume just like mine. Except she had moves like a runway model. I thought I heard music at first, but it was just the rhythm of my heart. I looked at her and I popped out of my head. And she looked at me the way my mom looked at my dad after he forgot their anniversary. Not only was I dressed like Snoopy, I was in the doghouse. Jackie walked up to me and said, "Oh, no, you didn't. Are you mad we have on the same outfit?" And she said, "No, yes, maybe." I learned something that day. Girls don't mind when you show up wearing the same outfit. They mind when you show up looking better in the same outfit. You see, in addition to my helmet, goggles, and bomber jacket, I had a real silk scarf, and Jackie didn't. Now, for some reason I didn't know then, and I don't know now, I gave my scarf to Jackie. After that, we were always together. And together, we were invincible. But sooner or later, we all fall down. When Jackie fell and hurt her elbow, at first, it seemed like no big deal. She took too long getting back up. No big deal. Her arm took too long to heal. Bigger problem, but not a big deal. Until the doctor told her she had a bone infection. That was a big deal. The reason why was an even bigger deal. Jackie had something called sickle cell anemia, which I would later learn meant that our flying days were over. Now, many of you are wondering the same thing I wondered. What's sickle cell? It's a genetic blood disorder. People think of it as an African-American disease, but it affects people all over the world, from the Middle East to Asia to South America. People with sickle cell have deformed red blood cells. They carry oxygen through your blood vessels. Normal blood cells look like discs. They pass freely through your blood vessels. Sickle cells look like sickles. They clump together, causing traffic jams, which in turn cause episodes. First you're fine, and then you get an infection. And then you're fine. And then you're in lots and lots of pain. And then you're fine. And then you die. There is no known cure to this day for sickle cell anemia. Now, I'm embarrassed to say it now, but when my mom explained all that to me back then, I didn't want to be Jackie's friend anymore. What's the point in loving somebody? I mean, really, truly loving somebody when you know that they're going to die. And fellow Toastmasters, I will never forget my mom putting her hands on my shoulders, looking me in my eye and saying, "Baby, losing people is a part of loving people. Now, when you lose them, isn't up to you. All you get to do is decide what you're going to do with the time you have. And that little girl is going to need you by her side. And hard as it is going to be for you, you need to be there, or you will regret it for the rest of your life. And trust me, regretting is a whole lot harder than loving is." Jackie was 7 when they diagnosed her. She was 14 when she died. And through those years, I found the strength from someplace to follow my mom's advice. When I went to see her for the last time, and the unfortunate truth is, when someone's dying, you know when that time is. I decided to say goodbye the same way we said hello. I dusted off my helmet, and I wore it to the hospital. You should have seen the look on Jackie's face when I asked her, "Do you remember how we first met?" And she said, "No." "Yes." "Maybe." And what she did next made me regret ever wondering whether it's worth it loving somebody when you know they're going to die. She reached into her nightstand and she pulled out that scarf. And I told her, "You kept that thing?" And she said, "Not the thing, David. The memory. When the pain got to where I couldn't bear it anymore, I went back to the day you gave this to me, and it got me through. Your love got me through. I hope that by giving it back, I can do the same thing for you." Now that was more than 20 years ago. I have fallen many times since then. But remembering Jackie always lifts me back up. Fellow Toastmasters, losing people is a part of loving people. But if you do it right, they'll never leave your side, not even after they're gone. Mr. Toastmasters.